Now, Stratford Circus, just opposite the Stratford Picture House, has built up a reputation as a venue that puts on performances that, well, I don't know, a bit different from the run-of-the-mill sort of thing. And tomorrow night, that's Friday the 1st of November, there's a special for a one-night-only show with Randolph Matthews. Now, drawing on, I don't know, world music, jazz, soul, I don't know, African rhythms, beatboxing, storytelling, I know he throws it all in. And it also features the Stratford Circus resident youth choir, the Young Voice Collective as well. All a bit of a mix, as you can imagine. Well, earlier on, I went down to Stratford Circus to find out what it's all about.
Hello, my name is Randolph Matthews. Well, I'm a vocalist. I'm a vocalist by heart and by trade, you could say. What it moves into is me experimenting what the voice can do. So that can be singing, that can be beatbox, that can be taking well-known songs and collaborating them with other artists. But for me, it's all about the voice.
Well, how did you get involved in all this? How did it all start?
7 years old, sitting upstairs with two tape recorders, wondering in my mind, how can I get all this stuff off my head onto this thing so I can actually hear it? And then basically I just started to explore with sounds. So I started with bass lines and then drums. And then before I realised it, I was kind of on this journey. Yeah, just expressing voice.
So it must have been a nightmare for your parents.
Well, yeah, especially when my mum realised that I had taken a tape recorder, you know, all the times and broken it as well. So yes, it was a nightmare to come back to that. But yeah, it was my starting point. And then in my teens, I just started to just get into music, you know, George Benson's and the just lots of improvisers. Al Jarreau was another influence. Marvin Gaye was a huge influence for me. And then basically that was it. I kind of, when I started to work, I decided that I'm going to leave work to pursue music at about 21 years old. And then I just started to do the craft. You know, you start from the bottom and you just start exploring where it's going, collaborating with artists, doing different types of projects. I did house, I did funk, I did rock, I did all of them, and then started to narrow it down to actually, you know, what I really love, the exploring of voice.
I mean, you say you've narrowed it down, but it seems to me that's the last thing that you've done, narrowed it down. You seem to have mixed and fused so many different styles together. I mean, how does this all work? How do you know what works and what doesn't work?
It starts with feeling first. I just got to feel it. You know, like yesterday I was listening to Miles Davis, All Blues, and I felt it so much, and all of a sudden I heard it, and all of a sudden I started to vocalize it. And it was such ease for me that I thought, that's always when I know it's right, when it just feels right here and I can hear all the other parts, then I know I can use it. That's kind of what I do. I kind of search to find those things that just feel very natural. The other day, it was a jazz version of Harry Potter's theme tune. So for me, that's where it starts. It's kind of, does it feel strong in my heart that actually I can express this back to people? And that's it.
And it almost seems like you're using the human voice as a musical instrument. I mean, would that be a way of describing it?
Yeah, because people forget that actually when we first started to use the voice, just being a child, you know, a child can be in the next room and a parent will hear, and she'll go, oh, he's all right. He's just turning over in his bed. Oh, he wants food. He wants a bit of love. They can hear every single intonation that says one thing or the other. And the next thing is, it's just when a child starts to play. And that is what I do, is I remind myself, playing is the key to remind yourself about the full spectrum of what voice can do. Whether it's singing a song, humming away, or whether it's making a car sound that's just about to crash into the wall. Kids will go through all of that in literally 30 seconds. They will probably go through like 7, 8, 10 different types of voices. And that's what I keep reminding myself, is play. The imagination is the key to using the voice.
Of course, something like beatboxing has become quite a tradition. Where does it come from?
Sort of started from the kind of hip hop side of things. So it was kind of taking the sounds of the rap language onto the streets, but still have the backbone. You might not have had a boombox at the time to be able to just play that track, but what you did have was somebody who could just recreate that sound. And if you look even further back, beatbox has always been there. You could almost like say it wasn't called beatbox, but percussive sounds have always been there. If you look at the Indian tradition, a lot of the tabla stuff is passed on orally through ta ti ti ta 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 ti ta ti ta ti ta ti ta. It's said if you go to Africa, you'd hear the same thing, pike, which is the sound of the drum. Pike, 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 go go. That's how they would pass on the sort of traditions of that particular form of rhythm. But the more derived sound is based on the you can almost like say the Western drum. So you got the kicks, you got the snares, you got the hi-hats, and all that combination together. You know, all of that is kind of part of the amalgamation of sounds together.
And of course, you've got a special performance coming up at Stratford Circus. I mean, what are you going to be doing there?
Well, I'm going to be mixing jazz, blues, and world music together. I'm going to be interacting. It's a very much a family affair. This is really about the community of Stratford and friends, family, fans of my work for the last period. And I'm just going to basically, my work is a journey. So I'm really looking to just take the audience on a journey of sound and stories at the same time, because, you know, I want to share basically my story to people as much as possible.
And finally, yeah, your work is very innovative. You're always trying to be more creative. How important is that to you, to be creative, to do something different?
I think it's the key to vitality in life, is to search to express the uniqueness of what you are about as an individual. And that is, for me, starts with creativity. You have to allow creativity to exist. You've got to find your own way to express that. It's a kind of long haul journey if you decide to do it. So the most important thing is your process of uniqueness, knowing who you are expressively. I'm only talking from 20 years of doing it, and still puts its swerve balls in front of me. And that's the whole thing of perpetual motion in terms of what creativity is about.
Randolph Matthews, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
You're welcome.
And if you want to catch Randolph Matthews at Stratford Circus, it's only for one night only, don't forget. That's tomorrow night, Friday, the 1st of November at 7:30. There's a few tickets left. Tickets are £18, yeah, for adults, £15 for concessions and new residents. You can either just pop along now to the box office or pop in the CAF down there as well while you're down there. Or you can buy them online as well, which is www.stratford-circus.com. That's www.stratford-circus.com. Okay, stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days and into the weekend. Stay tuned.
Some people have it all.